Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Well, Clarendon's coming out on the floor. Mountain Home's getting their last-second instructions from head coach Josh Fulcher. Now they are out on the court. It will be Luke Cruz jumping center for Mountain Home. Malik Cartwright will try to win the tip for Clarendon, and looks like they're going to reset the set and jump this thing and reset the clock. Kind of a, I don't know what happened there with the tip, but they're going to try it again. And it's going to be Clarendon with the ball to start this contest. They'll be moving left to right here in this first half. Here's Bonner with the ball up at the top between the circles. Now it's home in a man-to-man defense. Goes over to Easton. Now up top over to Jefferson. Over on the left side now to Bonner. Bonner will throw it up top to Easton. His three-pointer will not go. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Gilbert. And Mountain Home will have their first possession of the night. Clarendon in a man-to-man as defense as well. Gilbert will throw the ball over on the right side to Talon Benton. Up top now to Cresilius. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert gives it up top to Bashirs. Over to Cresilius on the right side. Up top to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the left. Cresilius has it now in the corner. Back to Bashirs on the wing. Up top now to Gilbert. Over the right side to Benton. Benton will drill towards the right elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Talon Benton gives Mountain Home the first lead of this contest. 6:51 left in the opening period. 2-0 Bombers on top. Here is Bonner with it near the free throw line. Thought about the jumper. Now instead he'll kick it out to Jefferson. Now ball goes over to Easton. Over to Bonner. Down on a low block now to Malik Cartwright. He puts up the deuce. And we're tied up at 2-2. 6:27 left in this opening quarter. Here's Benton with it. Throws it to Gilbert. Gilbert still drilling up the top. Throws over to Bashirs on the right side. Now he'll give it up top to Cresilius. Over on the left to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling into the lane. He's going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact and he'll hit to the free throw line. Kevin Easton Jr. picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Clarendon here in the first half. So 6:05 left in the first quarter. It will be a two-shot opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert. First free throw for Gilbert is up. No good. One more chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Gilbert's second free throw is up, and he gets both. He gets the second. 1-2 on this trip, and Mountain Home does have the lead now. 3-2, over 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Bonner across the half-court stripe for the Lions. Drills to the left elbow, gives it near the left corner to Easton. His three-pointer up and in. Kevin Easton Jr. with his first 3 points of the evening, and that's Clarendon taking the 5-3 lead now with 5:40 left. Here's Cruz back the other way, going to the left corner for the jumper. Good. Second tie of the night. We're knotted up at 5-5 with a little over 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Bonner across half-court stripe for the Lions. He'll throw it over on the right side to Jefferson. Gives it down in the corner to Williams. Williams going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Roderick Williams with his first 2 points of the night, and Clarendon goes back on top, 7-5, a little over 5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Benton will get it into the front court. Now he's being double-teamed. His pass to Gilbert was well over his head. Cresilius saves it in, but it is a backcourt violation. So that's the first turnover against Mountain Home in this game. 4:58 left to play in the opening period. Clarendon with the ball up 7-5. Bonner takes the inbound pass, walks it to the top. Over on the right side to Jefferson. Now up top it goes to Eason. Over to Bonner on the left wing. His three-pointer up and in. Brandon Bonner with his first 3 points of the night. 10-5 Lions leading the Bombers. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Benton into the front court. Finds Bashir's on the right wing. Now up top to Gilbert. Thought about three. Now he drills on the right side. Throws up top to Cresselius. Over to Benton on the left. Benton finds Cresselius in the paint. Going up for the layup. A little strong. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Bonner. And back comes Clarendon. Lions with the ball up 10-5. Bonner walks it across the timeline. Colton Peters will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Bonner's going to try another three, and he gets this one to go. 13-5. Clarendon leading it with less than 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court, trying to avoid the double team. And he goes into the lane, now kicks out to Bashir's on the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Long rebound chased down by Benton. He finds Cruz near the top. His three-pointer, good. Luke Cruz with his first 3 points of the evening. 13-8. Clarendon with the ball and the lead. 3:27 left to play in the first quarter. Bonner with the ball up at the top. Now he dribbles toward the right elbow, kicks over on the wing to Jefferson. Jefferson will dribble up between the circles. Now ball goes over to Bonner on the right side. Bonner drills up to the top now, takes a screen. Now he throws it to Williams down at the elbow, finds a cutting Jefferson to the basket for the layup, good. Antoine Jefferson with his first 2 points of the night, 15-8. Clarendon leading it back the other way. Ben's going into the lane for the layup, and he's not going to get to go, but a blocking foul is going to be called on the Lions, and two shots coming up for Talon Benton with 2:47 left in the first quarter. Malik Cartwright picks up his, Kevin Eason Jr. picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lions. 2:47 left in the third quarter as Talon Benton will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up, no good. Colton Peters checking into the game for the first time tonight from Mount Home, replacing Baylor Cresselius. And for Clarendon, Kevin Eason Jr. will take a seat as he's replaced by Tyrus Thomas. Ben's second free throw bounces around a few times and finally goes in. Gets one of two on this trip. He now has 3 points, 15-9. Clarendon leading it. Here's Bonner into the front court for the Lions. Throws over to Thomas on the left side. Now up top, it goes to Jefferson. Back over to Thomas on the left wing. Up top now to Bonner. Now Bonner's going to pull up at the right elbow for the jumper. Good. Brandon Bonner now with 8 points. 17-9. Lions leading it. Gilbert into the front court trying to avoid the double team. Now he is being double teamed. He's going to throw the ball right off the leg of Tyrus Thomas, and ball's going to go out of bounds. It will be Mount Home inbounding it on the far sideline. Another sub for Clarendon as Roderick Williams takes a seat. He's replaced by Terrence Jefferson. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the left side. Now back to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with his first field goal tonight. He now has 4 points, 17-12. Clarendon leading it with 1:42 left in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Antoine Jefferson. Now over on the right side to Bonner. His three-pointer up and in. Brandon Bonner already in double figures with 11 points. 1:25 left to play in the first quarter. An 8-point late Lion lead. Here's Gilbert back the other way, throwing it to Benton. Benton has it on the left side. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Bashir's on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. And now an offensive foul away from the ball. Looks like Talon Benton got a little too aggressive down there on the low block. That is his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers. Second turnover against Mountain Home. Checking into the game now for Clarendon is Colby Palmer as he replaces Antoine Jefferson. Barner will walk the ball across the timeline. Low over a minute left to play in this first quarter. An 8-point Clarendon lead. Bonner dribbles to the right side. Throws it up top to Malik Cartwright. Cartwright dribbles to the right elbow. Pulls up for the jumper. Good. Cartwright with 4 points. And it is a double-digit lead for Clarendon. 22-12 our score with 38 seconds left in this opening quarter. Gilbert throws over on the left side to Peters. Peters saw about three. Now kicks up top to Cruz. Down to Bashir's in the left corner. Bashir's going into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Hunter Bashir's with his first 2 points of the night. 22-14. Clarendon leading it. 15 seconds left to play in this opening quarter. Bonner with the ball on the right side. Takes the screen. Going into the lane. Going up for the running jumper. Will not go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Thomas. Thomas over on the right side to Colby Palmer, and he's going to get the basket before the buzzer sounds, and it's going to be a double-digit lead once again for Clarendon. Our score at the end of the first quarter is Clarendon leading Mountain Home 24-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!